Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Derek Chauvin's attorney, Gregory M. Erickson, criticized federal prison officials for their lack of transparency after Chauvin was stabbed in the federal correctional institution in Tucson, Arizona on Friday. Erickson expressed frustration that Chauvin's family had been kept uninformed about the incident, relying solely on news accounts to assume that he was in stable condition. Despite repeated attempts, Chauvin's family and attorneys have not received updates from the Bureau of Prisons officials regarding that attack. Four people were found dead at a homeless encampment in North Carolina yesterday. Deputies responded to shots fired near the encampment just outside of Autryville at around 9:30 a.m. The Sampson County Sheriff's Office say that two women and two men were found with gunshot wounds in what appears to be a murder-suicide. There is no apparent threat to the public. President Biden said he's talking with leaders in the Middle East in an effort to extend a four-day ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Dave Collins has more.
Biden said the goal is to allow the release of more hostages. Speaking to reporters in Nantucket, Massachusetts, the president expressed relief over Sunday's release of 40-year-old Israeli-American Abigail Eidan and other hostages.
Pope Francis delivered his Sunday prayer and message from the chapel of his Vatican residence instead of from the balcony overlooking St. Peter's Square yesterday. The Pope's remarks were televised on a jumbotron, so he didn't have to venture outside in the cold while he is suffering from the flu. The 86-year-old Francis went to a Rome hospital Saturday for a scan that ruled out lung complications. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It is Cyber Monday and time to look for those online sales. Amazon has some hidden ones like a 32-inch high-def TV for $80. There's also vacuum cleaners, pillows, AirPods, mattresses, furniture, and plenty of other electronics at huge discounts. But beware of scams. Do your research. If you want to purchase something and you don't know much about the company, Google the name and type scam or research after it, or you can always contact your local Better Business Bureau. The Hunger Games prequel, The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, topped the box office Thanksgiving weekend for the second straight week with $42 million. The Ridley Scott historical drama Napoleon finishing second with $32.5 million, and the animated film Wish was in third with $31.7 million, which is at least $15 to $20 million less than what it was expected to make. Actor Macaulay Culkin will be getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week, which seems fitting since his biggest film, Home Alone, is a Christmas season favorite. The 43-year-old will be honored with a ceremony on Friday. Catherine O'Hara, who played Culkin's mother in the film, is expected to be in attendance. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing, we better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. Coming up this afternoon at 1 o'clock Eastern Time on Talk4TV.com. This is our podcast channel. It goes out to 100-plus podcast channels, including YouTube, all around the world. We're going to be talking with Alex Trayman, the Jerusalem Bureau Chief, reporting on the latest from the Israel-Hamas war. Of course, I will give this program note that we had to pre-record this, the nature of the time difference, and there was information that has since been updated regarding the hostages. And so when you listen to the part that talks about hostages, you will know that this is not necessarily the most up-to-date, but all the other information in a general context is. And we appreciate the view from Jerusalem. Coming from Alex Trayman, the CEO and Jerusalem Bureau Chief of Jewish News Syndicate, as he keeps us apprised of what's going on. Right now, we have a pause taking place as the exchange of hostages continues. Like you, surprised at the numbers that, you know, almost a 3-to-1 differential, you know, 50, some 50 Jewish hostages. These are innocents. And this is the big difference versus, I think, what, 150 of Palestinians that are exchanged that were in prison because of the acts of harm that they had, that they were committing. Some, you know, attempted murder, Molotov cocktails. I mean, this isn't like, you know, just a couple of, you know, bratty teenagers throwing rocks at the IDF or something. I mean, these were serious offenses. And so this is, I mean, this is so dangerous on so many levels that all of a sudden as you're releasing, as they found before, you know, whenever they've done prisoner exchanges and they release people that have every, you know, they deserve every consequence of what they've done to be in jail, then you let them out. And guess what? They're back in the battlefield again. No big surprise, right? And this is the cycle that goes on. But this is kind of the craziness that's happening as this war is being conducted there in the Gaza. But and of course, you get all these political interventions and iterations come in, including from America, which, you know, bothers me, frankly, because, you know, it's been a while since America has won a war. Like, we're good at this. I mean, we're so incompetent when it comes to war, because like we were talking about earlier with Pastor Phil, is that we give too much space for the consequentialists, the ones that look at consequences and they, well, you know, oh, gosh, you know, this is you know, people are getting hurt here. I get that. I 100%. I get that. But that's not, that's what happens with war, unfortunately. And Hamas, they, you know, they went into this. I mean, the leadership of Hamas knew that Israel was going to react. They had to know this. But they, you see, they don't care about their people. They have no regard for their people. And so they go ahead and they wreak all this havoc and murder innocents. And now you've got a war taking place and you've got the Gaza being turned into a parking lot. And it's hard. It is hard to see. But war is hard to see. It's there's no doubt about it. But what happens in the process of trying to negotiate ceasefires and allowing the opposition, who is clearly is at a disadvantage? I mean, there is a reason. You got to think about it. Why did Hamas want to agree to this exchange? Because just like the pressure that is coming upon Israel, international pressure. By countries that aren't in the war, you know, what's their vested interest? I mean, are they coming down into the combat zone? Are the fellow Arabs there talking to Hamas and the other Arabs there in the Gaza saying, hey, look at, let's try peace here. Let's figure this out. And, you know, those that committed war crimes, they deserve to be punished for war crimes. Now, you know, this didn't happen just because, as was said earlier, this didn't happen just because Israel decided they woke up one day and said, okay, we're going to go in and attack the Gaza. No, clearly it was the other way around. But the West and the way the media is handling this, it's disingenuous, dishonest, the way it's being presented. Because what is being elevated here is this anti-Semitism perspective and worldview that Israel deserves this, and they're, you know, they are the occupiers, they are the ones. And as I shared with you before, when I went to Israel, I thought it was quite interesting that you had Arabs coming into Israel-controlled areas saying to me that they felt safer there than the Arab-controlled areas. So it's quite telling. And all you got to do is consider and exercise a little bit of critical thought here to see how this is playing out and why, you know, Hamas and why Iran. Iran has been, you know, the key sponsor of terrorism. I mean, full stop. 90-95% of all terrorism that is happening in the Middle East goes through the Ayatollah. It's all being controlled by Iran. They're funding it. Whether it's Hamas in the south or Hezbollah, the Houthis, what's happening in the West Bank, the sentiment that's taking place. And, maybe this is just the way it goes. This is, you know, as it's always been. Okay? There's nothing new. This has been going on for thousands of years, this ancient hatred of Israel and this sentiment that, you know, the Arabs have toward Israel before with the Palestinians. With Yasser Arafat, it was no negotiation. It was, you know, from the river to the sea. Israel is no more. I mean, it's written about in the Bible, in Psalm 83, what would happen. They want Israel to be no more. That is the sentiment. This is what the kids there, what the Arab children grow up with. It doesn't mean that all of them, 100%, but enough of them. And are they willing to act on it? Clearly they are, because we've seen what's happened. See, but there's no leadership. There's no sense of reason, whether it's Qatar, even though Qatar's kind of negotiating this hostage stuff, right? But they're, you know, they're playing out of both sides of their mouth. In a way, they're not much different than America, because we're playing both sides too. Okay? But as far as the focus on the Arab nations, where are they? Where's Jordan? Where's Saudi Arabia? You know, where's Lebanon? You know, coming in and talking to Hamas saying, what are you guys thinking? What are you doing? You know, do we want to have peace? No. You know, according to Erdogan in Turkey, you know, this is all deserving. Israel deserves this because they're occupiers. See, this propaganda, there's nothing there that leaves room for peace and middle ground. And so, unfortunately, in the absence of peace, war will reign, and we will see more of what makes us all feel so uncomfortable and thankful that it's not happening maybe in our homeland, but maybe soon and very soon. So stay tuned for details. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. It's 15 minutes after.
I'm Jim Mel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
We're back with you, America, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there for you. So, with us right now is Dr. John Lott. We finally got connected. Apologize for the delay here and some of the technical difficulty. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great. Good to talk to you.
Always good. We got a shortened amount of time, so we'll get down to the brass tacks of the matter, is that you gave a testimony before the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights on racial disparities in violent crime victimization in the U.S. It had to be interesting because when you talk with a U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, they have their own perspective and worldview about you know, what's happening when it comes to violent crime, right?
They certainly do, at least the Democratic members of the commission do.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to turn it into basically a hearing on why we needed to have gun control. My written testimony was fairly different than what I gave orally, just because I kind of felt it was necessary to respond to kind of the very lopsided set of witnesses that they had had during the day there. I mean, my written testimony was saying, look, if you want to go and look at the racial impact of crime, you have to understand that people tend to commit crime against people who are like themselves in mm-hmm. the same area. And overwhelmingly, the victims of violent crime are poor blacks who live in high crime urban areas, and their crimes committed against them by other blacks. But I was right. saying it's more than just the direct victims of crime, mm-hmm. the people who tend to relatively own more of the businesses in those areas are blacks also. The people who work in those stores are blacks. The people mm-hmm. who shop in there are minorities. The people who own houses in those areas where businesses and jobs are being destroyed tend to be the same too.
Exactly.
And property values are reduced as a result of having those crimes. So it's much broader mm-hmm. than that. But, you know, with their focus on guns and violent crime, I was trying to point out that, you know, less than 8% of violent crime involves guns. Mm-hmm. And, you know, their constant calls basically for banning guns. I was saying, look, we've banned guns in places in the United States, at least for a while, Washington, D.C. and Chicago banning handguns. There are other places in the world that have banned either all guns or all handguns. And yet every single time that guns have been banned, either all guns or all handguns, murder rates and homicide rates have gone up. Mm-hmm. Every single time. You'd think if they were right that on net guns are bad, then surely you would have seen almost all the time, supposedly, murder rates and homicide rates going down. You know, even if it was just random once or twice, you would have imagined it would have gone down. And yet every single time it's gone up, and often mm-hmm. by very large amounts.
Did they understand that correlation, John? Are they so ideologically fixed you couldn't get through it?
No, I mean, they basically were calling me dishonest and stuff. I mean,
you're giving them the facts. You're giving them the facts. Here's the empirical evidence, and you're dishonest?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was pretty much, I mean, you've listened to the testimony. It
yes.
was pretty much just ad hominem attacks on me personally. And, it's, I don't know. I mean, in some sense, I don't blame people because they constantly hear about things in the media from a certain perspective. The commissioners wanted to go and argue that the United States was unique in terms of gun crime. And I was trying to point out, United States is below the average. We're below the median in terms of homicide rates around the world. You know, to go and say that we're somehow unique in terms of murder and homicides is just
right.
crazy. Even in terms of mass public shootings, There's the United States makes about 4.6% of the world population, but over the last 20 years, we make up about 1% of the mass public shooting murders.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're way, way, way below the world average, and we're way below the per capita rate mm-hmm. in many countries, even in Europe. And so, you know, you go and ask people, where have the, you know, since 2010, say, where are the two worst mass public shootings comparing just Western Europe and the United States? And they were Paris, France in November 2015, 130 people were murdered. In Norway, about a decade ago, there were 67 people that were murdered in one attack. Both of those are much higher than the worst mass public shooting in the United States. You know, and they people don't remember those things.
Right. Well, because it's all being dealt with, you know, from an emotional perspective. I mean, this isn't very academic, is it, John? I mean, you know, here you are. You come as a researcher. You're bearing empirical evidence. And, you know, and with this commission, is it split down the middle between Republicans and Democrats? Or, you know, what's the makeup?
Right now it is, but basically every couple years, the president gets to appoint more members from his party, and pretty soon it will be the balance will be in favor of the Democrats. But they control the staff. The staff there are, pretty, you know, the head of the staff is somebody who was appointed by Obama. Trump didn't get around to appointing a new staff head there, and so among other things, they controlled who were the witnesses. There were whole panels there that were just entirely people on one side of the debate, you know, the funny thing was, so they had like about 28 people that testified, that were invited to testify there. And I think I was the only one that was attacked by commissioners.
Right.
There. So I suppose that's some badge of honor, I suppose.
See, you're the token researcher that comes in with the evidence, right? And these other people that are offering testimony, what evidence, what research did they bring to bear on the topic, or was it just an emotional love fest?
Well, I mean, to my right on the panel that you listened to was a guy from Princeton, a sociologist who they brought in. And, you know, he basically, other than claiming that my work was debunked, really didn't have any specifics as to that. And, you know, I responded by saying, look, the vast majority of peer-reviewed academic research out there supports my findings. Some even find results that are even stronger than what I did. And, you know, it's I don't know what to do on that. I mean, there are papers in the Journal of Law and Economics, Journal of Legal Studies, other places that support the research that I've done.
Well, and that's the thing. When you're so ideologically fixed that you really don't want to have a truthful discussion, and you get the Commission on Civil Rights to come in. That's why I asked about their worldview, and it seemed like it was pretty well fixed. So you're fighting headwinds just coming through the door, and all you do, I mean, you know, John, I don't know how you do it. I would be so frustrated, and I'm sure probably after you leave the building, you want to scream just to try to feel better, because you know, here you are, you're bringing intellectual evidence, and they're refusing it. Dr. John Lott has been our guest. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life? And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare?
It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
USA News Update. Derek Chauvin's attorney, Gregory M. Erickson, criticizing federal prison officials for their lack of transparency after Chauvin was stabbed in the federal correctional institution in Tucson, Arizona on Friday. Four people were found dead at a homeless encampment in North Carolina yesterday. The Sampson County Sheriff's Office say that the two women and two men found with gunshot wounds appear to be a murder-suicide, and there is no apparent threat to the public. President Biden says he's talking with leaders in the Middle East in an effort to extend a four-day ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Pope Francis delivered his Sunday prayer and message from the chapel of his Vatican residence instead of from the balcony overlooking St. Peter's Square yesterday because he has the flu. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
With you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, our next guest has written, in my humble opinion, I will say, probably the best book you'll ever read about immigration. All the history, the background, clear research, and just clear academic thought about immigration. Sensible solutions for one of the most volatile issues of our day. Immigration, how to avoid its perils and make it work. Bruce Thatcher from History Speaks, it's his fault, it's his book, his hard work. But I would say that if you have any interest whatsoever about understanding immigration and how we got where we are today, this is a must read. Again, on the heels of our conversation with John Guandolo about owning your own knowledge, I mean, we bring on guests like this to encourage you so that it will motivate you. Because, you know, we the people, what does that represent? I mean, that is that's code, let me tell you. That is code for, you know, you got to get off your butt and honor this country and honor its liberty. Liberty always comes at a price. It's not free, and it's just, you know, it's not always there like the air you breathe. It is something that you have to fight for. Bruce Thatcher joins us now. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Thanks very much for that very gracious introduction. And it's been
a
while.
Yeah, it has, but, you know, and I mean it, Bruce. I just so respect you. And I know our audience loves hearing from you as well because you bring all your experience and your wisdom, you know, to these topics, whether we're talking about adamant aggressors. I mean, we could do, you know, we could spend hours on adamant aggressors because we're surrounded by them and the people don't understand, as we were discussing earlier, that the open border has brought these adamant aggressors near to us. I mean, they are operating, they're full functioning, they have an infrastructure, and it's, you know, combined with the cartel. And I think people were shocked to find out that all of a sudden, you know, the CPB reported that, oh my gosh, you know, we have Hezbollah Hezbollah, who's causing all these problems, and not just single-handedly, but they're contributing to the problems there in the Middle East, are they have encampments in Mexico. And what are the chances of Hezbollah being already in the interior of America?
Pretty high. Pretty high.
I think, yeah, exactly.
You know, the border, the situation of the border has, you know, we've been talking, I don't mean just you and I, but Americans and reporters and so forth in general have been talking about the southern border for so long that it's all old news. It's It hardly gets covered on mainstream media in any way these days. And I think that many Americans are just, you know, it's just in the back of their mind. It's closed business. Mm-hmm. And that's bad. That's really bad because the border is still there. It hasn't gone away. The situation hasn't gone away. And it is the primary gateway into this country of not only a lot of immigrants, true migrants who are seeking to better their lives in legitimate ways, but it is also the main gateway for just about anybody who wants to get into this country for nefarious reasons. Mm-hmm. And I think that much of government in this country is complicit in that situation. I saw
no doubt.
Department of Homeland Security marks. I think it was yesterday or the day before, just looking at the camera and flat out said, the border is closed. There's no problems at the southern border. Now,
all of a sudden we ended up hiring Baghdad Bob? You remember that? And now he's become Mayorkas? I mean, because it's like, come on, please. Give me a break here. You know, we know it's wide open. We see the numbers. We're seeing video every night, and we can be grateful. I mean, thank God Fox News has got cameras there all the time. And as you said, the mainstream media, they're missing in action, and they should be doing their job. I mean, this is why we have the First Amendment, is to hold our government into account, and they're leaving us vulnerable. Bruce, what happens? I mean, think about it. As horrendous, and even though there's people denying what happened in Israel and the Gaza and what Hamas did to innocents there, what would happen if, you know, they're already here, and all of a sudden if they stage a jihad anything close to what they did upon the innocents of Israel, what do you think would happen here in America?
Well, of course there would be a lot of misery and wringing of hands and crying and genuine shedding of tears over the tragedy that would be the case.
I mean, you're talking numbers. I mean, when they use the comparison numbers of the amount of carnage that they did there in southern Israel, they were saying, in effect, this would be 10 times, you know, in ratio of what happened on 9/11. So multiply that 10 times here in America. I mean, that's a lot of families. That's a lot of children. That's a lot of daughters being raped and drugged through the street.
The nature of terrorists is that they deliberately target civilians, innocent people, soft targets, and there are so many of those targets in this country, there's no way to stop them if they're here. And there probably, there have been various numbers and estimates of how many terrorists and representatives of these various organizations have been slipping through the southern border mixed in with all of the migrants over the years. And
exactly.
Where do they go? I mean, they're not just coming in and saying to the country. That sort of person, I believe, does not just say, well, now I'm here, I want to live a legitimate life and enjoy all of the legitimate comforts and benefits of living in a free country. That's not likely what they're doing.
Yeah, they're on a mission. They're on a mission for their God. That's what this is. And people need to appreciate that this is a spiritual battle. This is a religious war that's being executed. And meanwhile, while America's danger and threat level, especially you've got the pronouncement of the FBI director, Ray, this week, right, talking about, you know, the terror threat in America. And then you got Joe Biden saying, I want to take your guns. What?
That's right. So much of that is just talk, and the problem with it is not that it's going to in itself lead to actions. The problem is that it's leading to inactions,
mm-hmm.
and no precautions are being taken. And we're being faced with one of the things I noticed on the news early in the week was a report that talked about the way these migrants come into the country. I mean, it's an organized system.
Oh, sure.
Organized system. Starting in South America and Central American countries, the caravans are organized by entrepreneurs. They are guided. They are guided through each country that they travel through by agents of the governments of those countries, in part to get them through as fast as possible to the United States, or at least to get them through and out of their countries. Yeah. And then they get here, and we have a whole system of mechanisms and things that makes that provides aid and comfort to them when they get here. And all of this is known throughout the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody who's interested.
It's down to, we have a cell phone app. Okay?
Yeah.
And like you say, these entrepreneurs that are transporting them, and NGOs, oh yeah, by the way, paid at the American taxpayers' expense. And
they're paying
the tolls. Basically, it's a toll to all the trolls there that they have to pass, you know, going through each of these countries, right?
That's right. And it's income for those countries. I mean, there are so many of them. They produce such a stream of income for those countries. Those countries aren't doing anything to stop it. The most they're doing, I believe, is assuring that the migrants pass as fast as possible through their country.
Well, probably in some of them, too. Bruce, we only have about 15 seconds here, and we'll be back with more. But is the other thing is that, hey, if you got some bad people in the prisons and people you don't like and incorrigibles, man, I'd get them on the bus and out of Dodge as quickly as possible, right? Just saying.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Welcome back. Committed to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. This is Bill Martinez. We are live. We got Bruce Thatcher with us, the author and founder of History Speaks Today. Bruce, tell people about History Speaks Today, how they can check it out and, be up to date with what's going on. Because, the fact of the matter is we're so distracted. And this is why all this is happening to us, is we're really not paying attention. We are going along to get along. We've been mediocritized. We're dumbing ourselves down. And because we're just so filled up with amusement and distraction. And we think, oh, okay, what's happening in Israel and these threats? And, we may go to war, may not go to war. You know, Russia and Ukraine, China doing what they're doing in the South China Sea. It's kind of okay because I can still, go to a ball game and have a hot dog. And, life goes on.
Yeah. Well, I started History Speaks Today to bring the so what of history to the forefront. You know, we learned, at least in my time, we learned history in terms of names, dates, places, a lot of details, and if you memorized them all, why, you'd get a good grade in the course. But only one course I was ever in ever dealt with the so what of history. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's these things. What do they mean to us today? So I decided to try to deal a little bit more with the so what's of history, and that's History Speaks Today. And what I do is I bring together in a particular subject a number of case studies that demonstrate the so what of how it means. It started with Ottoman aggressors, you mentioned that, and immigration was the one we're talking about now, where you talk about all the history and the stuff that's going on, and then the book says, so what? And the website says, so what? And people can go to the website and dig into that a lot more.
Exactly.
On the immigration thing and on the border thing, It is so very frustrating. We hear more about it probably here in Texas than is in the news media around much of the country. But we let far more migrants into the country illegally through the southern border than the entire legal immigration system brings in. And yet this country needs far more legal immigrants than we have, than we bring in with the current system to replace declining birth control, declining birth rate in this country, and to support a growing economy. But so that creates a demand. Yes. And the illegal, because we won't deal with it legally, the illegal systems and informal systems grow and thrive, and they do thrive.
Yes.
Bringing in illegal immigrants.
Yeah, well, the cartels generate some like $13 billion in profit last year, just as an example.
Oh, yeah. And they're not just transporting people, although that's a big part of it. They're transporting a lot of other awful stuff also.
Right, right.
So
yeah, can you say fentanyl?
That's right.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Bruce. And it's interesting here because, you know, my understanding is I think the number when you and I talked about it was somewhere around a million legal immigrants that are allowed in. And we've had a couple of dips along the way during the pandemic and that, but outside of that, generally about a million. And these legal immigrants who come in, they come in without liability. You know, they're not relying on taxpayer money. They have to demonstrate that they have a job. They've got a sponsor here that's going to help them in the assimilation process and the whole deal. Now, when I look out, and what I understand, Bruce, and you can correct me here, is you've got two lines. You've got a line of illegal migrants, you know, coming in from 162 different nations, they tell me. And then we got another line that people have been waiting patiently. In some cases, I talked to a guy from Ireland. He's been waiting for 13 years. You talk to this guy, Bruce, and you say, man, this is the kind of guy who should be in this country. He's got something to offer. And he's sitting on the bench all this time. And meanwhile, we're letting these other knuckleheads come in that want to do damage to our country. This just doesn't make sense. But I understand what you're saying, and you bring up a good point. If we need manpower, why don't we choose the legal line as opposed to the illegal line? Is there just not enough people in the legal line?
Oh, there's plenty of people in the legal line. But we have such a small gate for them to come through that it's a trickle compared to the demand.
Well, yeah, I get that. But let's open up the gate to the legal line.
Oh, I agree.
Right?
Absolutely. That's what we need to do. And we need to do it with an efficient, systematic immigration system that serves defined needs of this country.
Mm. Well, we know that we cannot put Mayorkas or Kamala Harris or Joe Biden in charge of that project, right? Are we convinced of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there's no project if you do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough problem. It's a tough system to solve, and so everybody, all the politicians walk away from it. They talk about it, but they don't do it.
Why is it tough, Bruce? I mean, because the way you laid it out in immigration in your book, Immigration Not Avoid Its Perils, and Make It Work. There's just so much common sense about this stuff. But when you, suspend common sense and you start looking at it for personal interest and gain, this is what happens. It seems like you've got officials in our government who are representing us that are looking at these people as chattel. I mean, this is just a way for them to make money, right?
Yes.
That's disgusting.
And you look at the proposals, and there have been some this week and last week. The administration says we got to spend billions more. We want billions more for border control, and they want us. And then you look into it; they want to spend that money for things that will make it more efficient to process illegal migrants. They're not talking about let's take money and build a new, better legal immigration system. They're talking about money that will make it easier and more comfortable for illegals to come to this country and stay in the country.
This is all about bureaucratic expansion. They want to grow the government. This is a space, one of those good crises you can't go to waste, that allows them to plant bureaucratic seeds and so that they can expand their bureaucratic interests, right?
I think that's true. I do. I think it's a combination of many things. That's a big thing. Another big thing is incredible. I don't know whether ignorance is the right term, but an incredible unawareness of the realities of the of the immigration and migration system. I just think an awful lot of people in Washington really don't understand what's going on, and I don't know, maybe they're not big enough to understand it.
Yeah, they don't have the capacity, because when you're, and I mean, this may sound rough, but hear me for a moment. When you are so selfishly centric, you don't have the capacity to look outside of yourself, because it's the wrong gospel, wrong church. And this is what's going on. And I know you mean, well, my congressman's, yeah, fair, my, yeah, probably so. But he is living, and she is living in this cesspool of selfishness that are driven for their own interests and not to serve the people. I mean, truly, and the American taxpayer and the voter have got to wake up to this reality, because what it is, it's a tough thing. Because even in our own lives, Bruce, it's hard for us. We're not officials, but, you know, sometimes it's difficult for people just to be nice, you know, to think in terms of, you know, how can I serve my neighbor, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And we're talking about, okay, can we do this on a governmental level with trillions of dollars available? Oh my gosh, it's just way too tempting, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's very, very difficult for someone to go to Washington with the finest intentions and not be corrupted in a short period of time. It is such an environment. The parties, the power, the sense of power, the self-importance, and you want to make sure
you're at those cocktail parties. You got to be there. You got to be part of the in crowd.
Yep.
Except you know, if you're a Republican, you kind of know that you may not get inside, but they let you look through the window if you're a Republican. It's only the Democrats that are allowed to go in, right?
You can still be part of the system. You have to know your place in the system, but you can be part of the system, and the system looks out for its own. I hate to be so cynical, but I am.
I'm sorry. I probably started that, and I didn't mean to put you. But the deal is, Bruce, we got to be real about this stuff. I mean, because the American people go, wait a minute, I keep voting, and we get the same old stuff, or it's even getting worse, and I don't understand. We don't, and we're losing control. We have a constitution, and then you get the president of the United States who just obliterates the Constitution, breaks the law, and it doesn't matter, you know. And meanwhile, by the time it gets corrected, we're 4 or 5 years down the road, the Supreme Court enters in and says, hey, you weren't supposed to do that. Well, but meanwhile, we've had 5 years of all kinds of problems, and people conditioned to that problem they created, right?
That's right. And an awful lot of it is, there's an old saying in the military and elsewhere that says, I'd rather ask for forgiveness than ask for permission.
Exactly.
And every politician knows that it will take a long time for people to, or for the news to get out on what their actions really are, and with the attention span of most of the people, it will be forgotten.
Yeah.
As I started out saying, it'll be old news. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about today. I don't want to talk about the old news.
Right. And go to History Speaks Today and find out so what, right?
That's right.
You got it, Bruce Thatcher.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business?